Good evening to you. Thank you for inviting me. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, so are we. It is quite a contentious issue, not an easy one to deal with, because, you know, it's very well to stand on your wedding day as couples and look all glamorous with butterflies in your tummy and echo the pastor's words when you make vows to each other to be there through the good and the bad and for richer or for poorer.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the tough times really do come along, you know, some may actually find that they really don't have the faintest idea of how to deal with the financial management aspect mm-hmm. of the marriage. And you're actually saying that no relationship should ever end because of financial problems.
Of course. Of
and
course.
Why is this?
I will start here that when God created Adam and Eve and he instructed them to fill the earth, he did not give them money. He did not say, hey, take this 10 billion and be fruitful and multiply. He said, be. So money is a concept that we have created.
But that's because the plan in the beginning, remember, God was there to provide. That is mm-hmm. why Adam and Eve were
He's still providing today. That's the thing. You see,
but we have to work today and make the money.
Exactly. We're not working to make the money. We are working to create value. And then that value we can trade for currency called money. Because money is the means for exchange. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we work for. If you are working for money, you are still a slave. You have not understand who you are. We work for value.
We work to create value within a particular business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even so, it means your marriage supposed to be valuable. If your marriage, if you can't sit all by yourself and say, if I can lose anything, just leave me with this wife or leave me with this husband, we can recreate everything.
Wow.
Then you are not there yet.
Okay, I want you to repeat that last sentence. I know that it flew over many people's heads.
Yeah.
I love what you said. Just say it one more time.
Yeah, when you must get to a point where you say, if I lose everything and they leave me with this human being, whether it's your wife or your husband, we will be able to recreate everything that we have lost. That's the goal of a marriage, of a working, functional, mature, loving, strong relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, that's not what we see in reality in society, because many marriages actually do end in divorce. In fact, research has proven various findings, various types of methodology, internationally, even locally in South Africa, that 50%, some even say it's up to 54% of marriages end because of financial problems.
Yeah.
So I just want us to take a step back and let's talk about, you know, thinking ahead even before reaching the altar. When a couple decides that they want to take their relationship to the next level and they want to tie the knot, what kind of discussions should they be having about money?
I think they should be discussing what value do they have. You see, when we talk trade, mm-hmm. the word trade comes from tradition. It mm-hmm. means there's something that we have that is our tradition and we are trading with. Most couples or most relationships, they don't have something that they trade with.
Can you give us an example of this value that you refer to in the context of a marriage?
Like, for instance, my wife and I, we trade with our ability to analyze and help people think soundly.
But you're self-employed, so that's slightly different for you.
Even people are selling their employment. If they can have a bigger picture to say, when we sell this employment to these companies, what value are we now adding into this small family that we are building, right? Most people are in a relationship to feel good. And that is the number one problem. And money can buy you all kinds of emotions that you want. And money will make you avoid confronting issues and solve problems. Money can give you a false peace. And that is what people are going for. And what we train people to do, we train people to know how to create their own happiness using the instruments that are in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if people should not be in a relationship to feel good, then what is the basis then for their reason to be in a relationship?
Is to build and grow. is to build and grow. Two things.
But if you build and grow and you're not feeling good, and...
No, building and growing will create emotions in you. Mm-hmm. You see, every little thing that you do, little success, just getting out of that sofa, go to the kitchen and wash dishes. When you finish them, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Every task that has been accomplished will make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't want to get the feel good of doing stuff. They want the feel good that they bought.
Okay.
And that will...
Let's hold it right there, Pastor. We're in conversation with Pastor Nhlanhla Zwane, who is a marriage counselor and a life coach. He's talking to us about money and marriage. And you know what they say, that money cannot buy love, nor save a failing marriage. Or can it? Well, no matter how you perceive money, many people actually believe that it's quite an important part of any marriage. And, you know, the reality of life is that money may not be everything that could make a relationship work, but it certainly helps if couples have money to take care of the household and, you know, kids, and also enjoy life together. So how important is money in your relationship? We'd love to hear from you. And what does God actually say about, you know, the way that we ought to be handling finances in marriage? Is money even overrated in marriage? And how can we navigate through the challenges brought about by money or lack thereof? You know, it's quite a tricky one, because there really is no guideline on managing your finances in the context of a marriage. Because at the end of the day, how important money is to any relationship depends on many factors. And some of these factors could be, you know, the size and the extent of family responsibility, the value that you place on money as individuals outside of the marriage, and also, you know, just the type of relationship that you have with God. So, Pastor Nhlanhla Zwane is in studio, and, you know, he's here to talk to us about what does God say about dealing with money matters in marriage? And if money cannot buy love, why do so many relationships actually crumble as soon as the money runs dry? So, Pastor, once again, we do welcome you. And we should actually tackle the last question that I asked, which was, what does God actually say about dealing with money matters in the context of a marriage?
Nothing.
It's true. I look for it.
Yeah.
I look for it.
Nothing.
So the Bible does not specifically address the handling of money in a marriage. But, you know, the Bible talks about the principles regarding relationship dynamics between the husband and the wife.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just put everything where it belongs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give you an example, right? If you are in a restaurant and you are with this long lost friend of yours that every time you're with them, they produce certain positivity out of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time a waiter come, say, are you ready to order? You say, no, we will call you now. We will call you. Why? Because you are consumed with one another. You are busy filling each other with positivity.
Yes.
And life and ideas. You don't, the only thing that you have ordered is water. Why? Because you are in a situation where this relationship is bringing life out of both of you. You don't have time to spend money. That's the principle I'm coming from. To say, if you develop your relational skills and relational ability as a couple, money become the least of your problems. And that's what the Bible says about money. Bible talks about character, talks about loving and giving of yourself for one another.
There must be a bigger vision that goes beyond finances.
That is why I talked about value. What value does this relationship brings? You see, my wife and I, you can take everything from me, leave my wife. Because when I'm with that woman, we go through everything together. Nothing will stop us.
Mm-hmm.
We are a team. And that is marriage. But the problem is, 80 to 90% of South African relationships don't live there.
That's true, because, and that's understandably so, because 80% of those relationships, actually, you know, in general, I mean, we have SMSs coming in right now where people are actually saying, Sibatle, pray for me. I've got too many debts. I have got financial problems. So many SMSs. I'll show you in just a moment.
Mm.
So imagine now when you're in a marriage, this is just a reflection of what's happening even within our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, you know, there is a financial mismanagement mm-hmm. that is taking place within marriages. And the reason why, yes, I understand you saying that there must be a bigger vision. There must be a bigger goal. However, people are actually, on the primary aspects, people are dealing with real issues. They are facing real issues. Many of these marriages, you know, the couples are in debt. And even those who are not heavily indebted, there are still real marriage issues that they're grappling with on a day-to-day basis.
Let me tell you something. The reason why people are in debt...
Mm-hmm.
It's because they are avoiding to deal and confront other issues. They are looking for an easy way out of things.
Other issues such as?
Yes. Things like, let me take a guy who does not want to, he left his children, doesn't mm-hmm. support them, he doesn't come there to feed them emotionally and be with them. He sends money
mm-hmm.
for money to do the parenting,
mm-hmm.
right? That guy, if he does not have money because he's afraid to confront the child, so the child asks him why he has left mm-hmm. and went away with another woman, because he's afraid to confront that emotional tension,
mm-hmm.
he will send the money.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, a guy who thinks like that, he will go to any lengths to put himself in debt to avoid confronting those heavy things.
Mm-hmm.
Our people are weak in facing and confronting emotional things. People will go even on credit to pay for a holiday that they don't afford simply because they can't face each other.
That is very true. And, you know, it has been even proven by psychologists and research that the reason why many people are in debt is because it's a psychological issue.
Of course.
Trying to fill a void, which they have.
Definitely.
So what we'll do after the call is, I still want us to deal with this issue, that the reality is that in spite of the reasons why people find themselves, while couples find themselves in marriages where money is at the centerfold of the marriage, but money can actually either make or break that marriage. We still want to know. Yes, we understand that, you know, some of the decisions they made along the way may not have been the best decisions, but right now they find themselves in situations where money is, you know, on the brink of either making or breaking a relationship, and we'll ask you to tackle that one in just a moment. Right now, let's go to Velkom and say good evening, Johnson. Thank you for your call.
It's lovely to hear the pastor. He's got very important points he's raised there.
Oh, yes. Pastor is making us think about things we don't think about.
Yeah, but I think the important thing is taking the point he made of feeling, taking that feeling when he goes to wash the dishes. He feels good. When he helps his wife, he feels good. All these things really are not supposed to be on that alone. I think I support him very, very clearly with this, but I think what he's really talking here is what Jesus talked about on the Sermon on the Mount. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and all these things shall be added to you. Secondly, mm-hmm. centrally to each person coming into marriage is their commitment to the kingdom of God. And whether they were by themselves or they were in marriage, money was going to be a problem if they were not seeking God first.
Mm.
And if, therefore, they come each coming to add that desire to seek God first and all other things be added later on, obviously money becomes a secondary issue, because as Jesus said, look at the valley of the lilies in the valley. Look at the birds of the air. I mean, if we put this money issue first, it means we have forgotten Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that call, making a really a relevant point. You want to add on to that, Pastor?
Yes, of course. We must not forget that money is a concept that we created as human beings. And there's nothing that human beings can create that will fulfill the spiritual and emotional satisfaction of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system that we created to try and control our economy. But it is not created by God. God created relationships. Relationships will produce the same currency that money produces. We launched a church from zero budget, and we used our relationships to pay for everything that was needed to launch the church. Because what we did, my wife and I, we have invested our time to develop ourselves as relational people. Mm-hmm. As a result, we have a lot of people that we relate with, and that it can be turned to currency. The Bible says.
But can that currency pay the bond?
Yes, of course. The Bible says, go after my wisdom, because my wisdom is much precious than silver and gold. Mm-hmm. And it continues to say, a good name is to be desired than silver and gold. And to create a good name, it's a character issue, Pela. And if you are not willing to go to the narrow road that builds the character, you will always be a slave to money.
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed. There's no any other way. There's no way you can do it any other way. So most people, when couples come to our counseling room and we try and teach them to face their character issues and see how they think about money and how they think about human beings, they want to move out of our counseling room because they want us to just pray for them so that they have money.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't.
And that's not practical.
It's not practical. We can't do that.
Even for a man of God like you.
People are just underdeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can start now and begin to develop people, you will see this mentality will even change the economy of the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're sharing some really, really deep insight, Pastor. And, you know, you're looking at it from a technical aspect, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people who are listening to this, they really have to be firmly rooted in what you're saying and understand, because you're really on a high level. So in just a moment, I'm going to actually ask you to give us, you know, practical examples of what you're talking about. So we are in conversation with Pastor Nhlanhla Zwane, and we're talking about financial management in marriage. We ask, how important is money? Is it perhaps overvalued? Can money save a failing marriage, or can marriage survive on very little money? You know, the wedding vows for richer or for poorer have to begin with understanding that God has a plan for your finances, even in your marriage. So you're more than welcome to share your experience about your money matters in your relationship. Where do you value money, you know, in your marriage? And could your marriage actually last on very, very little? You know, they say that money can't buy love or save a failing marriage. Or can it? Well, share your thoughts. Let's go to KZN and say good evening to Alfred.
Good evening.
Good evening, Alfred. What's on your mind?
Yeah, firstly, thank you very much for taking my call. I've got only 2 points to make. One is that I wonder when the pastor says people work for value, I wonder what value farm workers work for. Maybe he can help me on that one.
Okay.
And I wonder what value mine workers work for.
And some other people.
Yes, and a lot of other people, you know, the working class and the poor.
Okay. Can I respond to that quickly? We are not working for value. We work to develop value. We must develop value within ourselves so that we can trade with it.
What my question then would be, for a farm worker, what value can he or she work to create? A person who has no choice. Because when you talk about creation of values, you are talking about people who have got choices. Now, when you talk about, hold on please, Pastor. You are talking about people, black people, overwhelming majority of black people, who have been so much extremely disadvantaged. Now, what value can they work to create?
Mm-hmm.
What choices do poor black people have to make?
Okay.
Now, but can you respond to that one?
Yeah. Listen, your question comes across as if people's solutions will only come from outside of them. And that is an error because our solutions comes from within us. There are certain things that we must be willing to sacrifice or fight in order for us to create value for ourselves. The moment we start putting systems, apartheid, government, and people that is outside of ourselves, we will not solve our problems. Mm-hmm. We will always be slaves to other people, waiting for other people to solve our problems. People need to realize that their solutions are within them.
And not outside
not
of them.
Not outside of them.
That does make a lot of sense. Alfred, you look, we seem to be losing you, Alfred, but I think Alfred is making a valid point in that what he's saying is that, you know, a lot of people, an overwhelming majority of people in this country actually find themselves in employment where they do not have a choice.
Yeah.
And for them, it's just about earning a living and paying your debts and, you know, taking care of your day-to-day responsibilities. And
Can I share my story? Because I'm not coming here and coming with philosophical ideas.
You do sound like you are, though.
I'm not coming with philosophical ideas. I'm coming with something that I do,
mm-hmm.
right? You come there, you see that, one, my background, I was not born a pastor. I have a criminal background. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I thought my solutions were outside of myself. I thought I must short-circuit the system, right? But then I had to have the change of mind. And when I come, I realize that. But the Bible says, a purpose in a man's heart is like a deep well, and the man of understanding can draws it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realize that I have to increase my knowledge base. I now discover that there's a lot of business online that I can do without being employed.
Mm-hmm.
And I took advantage of it. What did it take for me to get the information? So if you think you are limited in that system, you will die in that system. You need to develop yourself, look for information, drop that pride, and go out there and ask for help. Mm-hmm. Then information will be in front of you, develop yourself, and then you'll solve your own problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's bring it back to the context of marriage. We've got a couple of SMSs coming in. Okay, but my producer says, well, let's start with the phone calls. Let's go to Leon Dale and say good evening. Soli, thank you for your call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the pastor is having a point.
Mm-hmm.
And let us quickly address the caller before me. The issue that we are discussing this evening, it is about marriage and money. So the farm workers that he's talking about, if you can go there, you'll find all the people who've been married for more than 30 years, poor as they are. So the question is,
happy in their marriage?
Yes, you'll find that they are happy. Maybe mm-hmm. that they are raising kids together, they are living life peacefully. The only problem, it is their economic situation, of which it is the subject for another day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So amongst the poor, you do find successful marriages. And then that drives you to the answer that marriage, it is not entirely dependent on the finances.
Exactly.
But it is a matter of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue of the money is the external issue that we need to deal with, and then I don't think it constitutes what we need to discuss this evening, how you find work or how do you generate income and other things. What we are talking about this evening is that marriage can succeed whether there is money or there is no money, as long as there is love and will mm-hmm. between those who are involved in a marriage.
Yeah.
Well, Gwenna, this is really easier said than done. It wouldn't be the case. You know, the reality of life is that money may not be everything, as you say, but money is still an important part of a relationship. Otherwise, we would not be seeing marriages crumbling and ending because of financial issues.
Not money,
it's the approach.
The issue
to
is
money.
Not money. The issue is that people are afraid to develop themselves so that they may change the systems that oppress them.
It's the approach.
That's the problem. We can't say money it is the cause of the relation failures. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
But it ends that way.
It's people's
People's attitude is the root cause, yes.
Towards it.
Exactly. But the manifestation of that becomes financial issues, financial mismanagement.
It is, because the thinking is wrong. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm trying to do here,
I'm
trying to challenge the thinking of people.
Mm-hmm.
We are not limited to the economic system that we have today. But if we all going to believe that the economic system that we have today is all in all that we have, we don't have the capacity to recreate something that will not oppress us,
mm-hmm.
then we are going to be slaves to the system. So we need to go back to the drawing board and say, we are human beings first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we design systems that will serve us. We don't serve the system. The system must serve us.
So in this case, you know, you'd find that couples would have designed systems which oppress them.
Of course. That's the point that I'm mm-hmm. making.
And then the symptom becomes the financial issues
exactly.
within marriage. Let's go to Polokwane and say good evening. I see that Gwena.
Evening.
Good evening, Gwena. Did we lose you there for a moment?
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, Gwena.
How are you?
We are well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Good. You know, I'm driving and I found myself clapping hands for what the pastor just said.
Mm-hmm.
When he said nothing is more important than looking within. And I just want to applaud the pastor for that, because there's nothing more important than building your character over and above anything else. The problems are starting with you inside and your attitude towards your problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to
say. Thank you so much for your call, Gwena. Pastor, do you want to add to that?
I think he's got this. He caught the spirit that I'm coming with.
An SMS there saying... you can discuss as much as you want, but money and love go together. Okay?
It's money and romance, not love. Money can only buy you romance, not love. Love is a choice that you make to lay your life down for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy that.
Hmm.
But you can buy romance, you can buy flowers, you can buy good house, you can buy a good house and a car and good food, and you can buy that. But you can't buy your willingness to give your life for the benefit of another human being.
That's true. I completely agree with that one. Another one saying that, an SMS from Dikotla Mwaka, who says that... all I want to say is money is all the foundation of all sins. If someone values money in his or their relationship, there will definitely be problems in such a relationship, okay? That's why God made part of the offering in the Bible. Just to these people, okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid of.
I didn't understand the last part, but we definitely get what you're saying that money is the root to all evil. And then another one, actually, there was actually another SMS here talking about money. I'll find that one in just a moment. So, Pastor, a couple comes to see you, they're seeking counseling, they are having financial issues, and these issues, they're affecting their relationship. What kind of process do you take them through in order for them to understand, you know, the root cause of the situation that they now find themselves in, and what advice do you give them?
First of all, we make them see each other's strengths. Once they begin to depend on each other's strengths, they will solve their financial problems. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us through the interconnection there between, because obviously these strengths were there right from the beginning, which is probably what attracted them to each other.
Yeah, the strength is your ability to produce results. That's mm-hmm. the strength, your ability to produce results, right? I'm a counselor. In counseling, I'm able to make people who think in a way that oppresses them, take them out of that kind of thinking to a different thinking that gives value to them. I am good in doing that. And that's my strength. right? And then if my wife does not see that strength and take advantage of it so that it will benefit the home, we will be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. So how does that strength then translate into seeking a resolution for the kind of challenges that they now find themselves in?
When you pay attention to your strength, each other's strengths as couples, mm-hmm. as individuals in a relationship, you are now are able to use your ability with efficiency so that it will produce more income to solve your financial problem.
Mm.
The reason why you are in a financial problem, you neglected your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And you went after money instead of going after developing your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you do that and be willing to downgrade, it's very important because the decisions you took before you got into these financial problems is because you are living above your means. Be willing. This is why the Bible is very strong in humility, being humble.
Mm-hmm.
Being humble is
and
the...
be honest with yourself.
Truthful.
You now
drop that
in.
Falsehood that you have created. Drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to humble yourself and say, you know what, I'm in a mess, I need help. And then in that way, you will come to a program... Like, that is why in our church, Family Life Restoration Church, we have something that we call a storehouse. A storehouse, we help exactly people like that. To say, you've made wrong decisions, let the church carry you until you know how to think differently to a next level. That's what we do. And that's exactly what we do and how we take people out. Say, downgrade. You have a car that you are paying 12,000 for and you don't even need to pay 12,000. Go down, take the car that you pay 3,000 for. You are still having transport. That's an issue of humility.
Can finances actually make or break a relationship? That's the question we're asking this evening. And we are taking your calls. Share your experience. We're talking in the context of money, of marriage. That is, you know, how important is money in marriage? And, you know, it's quite a tricky one because there really is no guideline on managing your finances in the context of marriage. Because at the end of the day, how important money is to any relationship really depends on many factors. And that Pastor Zwane here is actually, he's really digging deep. He's going right to the root cause of why many couples actually find themselves in situations where they are in financial issues. And he says that the issue is really not about you not being able to manage your finances. There are deeper root causes.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to deal with those first.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, can you provide us with some examples to what these, you have alluded to one or two, but
yeah.
What are the common examples that, where, you know, in terms of the mistakes that couples make in order for them to find themselves in situations where they are grappling with financial issues mm-hmm. in marriage?
Yeah, I think we should also caution people of this notion of wanting to live in your future now.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to live in your future now.
We are in a hurry.
Yes.
We're trying to get somewhere
and the
get
system,
things done.
The system will assist you to live in your future right now. It will give you debt. It will give you credit. It will give you everything so that you look like you have arrived in your future, but you are going to pay with your relationship. You are going to pay with your blood. You are going to pay with your children. And you are
and with your own peace of mind.
Even your calling, you will pay with it. Because the system will lock you. Just be humble enough to go organically to things. Let me tell you.
Thank
we
you.
Find
That's very important.
We find couples who are married for 3 years. In 3 years' time, they have everything that will organically take them 30 years to have. And they have it in 3 years. But it's all in debt.
Mm.
It's all in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And a language recently now is, did you pay this? Did you pay this? There's no relationship. There's no love. There's everything. How can you not be distressed?
Mm.
How can you even be romantic in that kind of situation? Now, I'm saying to people in South Africa, look, we are human beings first. We are not in the mercy of the systems that we created. We can recreate these things. And God, through Christ, He is trying to teach us this. Uti, lay not your treasure on earth, where moths come in and corrupt and thieves come in and steal. Who are thieves? The system is the thief. But lay your treasures in heaven. Why it is in heaven? In heaven, there's knowledge, there's love, there's faith, there's hard work. If you have these four things, your life will be fulfilled. Because if you have knowledge, you have love, you have hard work, you have faith, you can do absolutely anything. But people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
People will want to say, no, you know what? Give me money. Give me money. And sometimes if you have money that is not equivalent to your value, that money is going to kill you.
And also, remember that also in life, we're always trying to get to the next level of our lives. So we're trying to get the better job so that we can have a better car, maybe eventually have a bigger house.
Yeah.
So it's always about, it ends up becoming a red race and, you know, it's got to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
It's got to stop somewhere. So we will come back to that point. Let's take more calls. Let's go to PE and say good evening to Zani. Thank you for your call. What's on your mind? Zani,
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Zani. If you could just switch off your radio.
Okay.
Yes, Zani.
Hello? No, it's a nice topic. I'm enjoying it. And I would like to know, where can we get hold of the pastor and how do they go on the courses, etc.? What kind of...
Yeah,
how do you approach this thing?
Yes, if you can go to our page, Facebook page, The Zwanes, or go to The Zwanes is the best place to be, because we have launched a marriage school online.
Mm-hmm.
We teach these things online. So if you go to our Facebook page, The Zwanes, and like that page, all the information that you need will be right there.
How do you spell it?
The Zwanes. THEZWANE.
Do you have a phone number that goes with that?
The Zwanes. I can give my email address. It's info@lifeteaches.co.za.
Okay, how do you spell life teaches?
It's life teaches with an S.
Okay.
TEACHES.
Not life teachers.
Not teacher. Teaches.co.za. Send us an email there. We will be able to guide you exactly where you get our material and how you can access the trainings, because we have launched the marriage school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is it throughout the country or is it online? Everything you can do online.
Anything you can do online. We have webinars where we teach. The classes are online. You literally are practically engaging with us. We've got classes. We announce on Facebook, on our website and everywhere. You get to know when and how you can access these classes.
And generally for the average person, how long does it take to see some kind of difference, or how long does it take to see some kind of difference or any kind of change?
Look, it differs from person to person, but the course is 6 months.
How much of time do you have to spend a day on it?
It's a 6 month course. Well, it differs. When you have a private counseling with us, we sit with you for 8 hours long doing an emotional boot camp with you, so that we check your childhood wounds, we check all the things that shape your thinking, then we assist you with exercises, practical exercises for you to do, so that you experience a different reality.
Can you do it alone, or do you need your spouse to do it at the same time? Okay, first and then bring your spouse in, or do you need to do it both at the same time to see a difference?
Preferably with your spouse, because you are trying to build a marriage. But if
in an instance where the spouse doesn't want to come on board, would it benefit someone to start on your own?
Yes, we assist you on your own.
And will you see a difference?
You will be able to make.
There are means and ways of getting your spouse on board.
Yes, it's either it depends. You know, when you begin to come face to face with yourself, you begin to see the kind of decisions that you've made. Other people, they begin to see that the spouse that they're with is not actually the person that they want to be with.
Mm.
So the course helps you to find yourself, so that you make informed decisions about your future relationship.
Okay, then I'm going to ask you to get hold of Pastor Zwane there. You do have his email address, and perhaps you can talk more after the show. And we continue our discussion with Pastor Zwane. Before we do that, just a quick SMS coming in saying, good evening, Svahle. I believe that money is the king of everything. Authentic love without money is dry and turns to be useless. How can we run our businesses of togetherness without funds, because to make an appointment needs money. Through airtime, you need to get into public transport, you know, your own transport demands. There's so many things to take care of in life on its own. So money is important in a marriage. I'm not prescribing anything to anyone. However, money is important. The one coming from Kangela Manyoni. Your response, Pastor?
Money is important. We are not sitting here and saying money is not important. But we are saying your relationship cannot break because of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are saying.
So how then do couples run on very little money?
They must expand. You see, people don't want to relate. That's the problem. When people relate, if I create a relationship with you, I already have access to SAFM. You'll come and interview me, and I'm expanding my territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's relational. People must accept that relationship is currency. It's equivalent to money.
They come together. They add value.
Exactly.
You see what you can gain. Not use the other person, but how you can come together and make an exchange.
Let me say this statement, the last statement. Jesus Christ says, make friends with unrighteous many.
Mm-hmm.
So that when it fails, you have people on your side.
Mm-hmm.
What is Jesus Christ trying to teach us? We must put more value on people than money.
Okay.
Use money to create relationships. Don't use money to control relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our last caller, we have only about, 2 minutes. Let's say good evening to Pastor Daniel. Thank you so much for your call. What's on your mind this evening?
Yes. Hello, Pastor, and to your guests and to you, man. Thank you so much. Pastor, you're doing a fantastic work. You know, developing a value system that means building foundation in somebody's home, somebody's life. I just got a scripture. We'll come close to that. In the book of Luke 12:15, he said, and he said to them, which is Christ, mm-hmm. if you take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. So people today, you touched such a powerful topic, Pastor. I pray that you continue, because today, even example of a marriage, you know, people spend so much of money into marriage, a preparation of the marriage, but the marriage itself after the wedding, they spend money on the wedding, but not on the marriage.
Yeah.
And because to bring a glitz and glamour. So I won't be too long. Pastor, God, good work. Let us build and develop a system, that internal one that's inside us. Let us ask God wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah. Wisdom do everything. Thank you, Pastor. Good work. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Sharing a very important verse there, talking about covetousness, which is, lust.
Yeah.
You know, lusting after things.
Yeah. Can I just tell people that mm-hmm. if they want to see us in person, because I work with my wife.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. If they want to see us in person, the first stop is Facebook. You can go there. The Zone is.
And the services that you offer on
the service, we run a marriage school. In the marriage school, we do everything dealing with relationship, starting with an individual. We make the individual strong, because it takes two strong individuals to build a strong marriage. So we build people. One reason that make marriages fail is people are underdeveloped. So what I want to say is that when you come, want to see us in person, on Sundays, our church is in Randburg, number 305 Long Avenue. If you are in the area from 9 o'clock to 11, you can come and see us in person, then we'll be able to attend to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we only have a minute. Somebody, Solomon, saying, Pastor, the phrase, the creation of value, seems to be the in thing these days. However, it is not practical at all. Money is a... says money is a defense.
People who rely on money are limited. They don't know the power of faith. They don't know the power of God. Are limited. They're just limited. Money cannot be all in all when it is created by us human beings. It's impossible. That's my argument. We created the concept of money. How can now this very same concept become our God? That is impossible.
Mm-hmm. That is why the Bible says that set your eyes on things above.
Of course.
That is how you know between somebody who's spiritual and somebody who is very much in the flesh.
Exactly.
Set your things, but how many of us have that ability to set our things?
That is why we teach. And Tina, we teach by example. We live this life. We are not just talking about that. We are not saying Fagima Luzobono. We are not talking miracles here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about straight mind renewal.
And that is why a spiritual foundation really is the best, because you need a spiritual approach to some of these things. Okay, it's time now for us to wrap. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for your time. Any parting shots from you?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Well, there you have it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and it shall all be added unto you.